Please pray with me. Almighty and ever-living God, the source and perfection of all virtues, please grant that I may employ myself in what is just and preach what is true, so that in my preaching and in my ministry I may provide for your faithful people the teaching that brings them grace. Amen. Amen. With today being Trinity Sunday, I feel just a tiny bit obligated to say something about the Holy Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, all in one, the glory equal and the majesty co-eternal. For brevity's sake, and the fact that there is absolutely nothing simple about the Trinity, I'm going to present to you three definitions of the Trinity. Pick the one that makes the most sense to you, or pick two, or pick three. From the Episcopal Church's Catechism, An Outline of the Faith, which is found in the back of the Book of Common Prayer, we're told the Trinity is one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's it, nice and simple. St. Augustine of Hippo on Christian doctrine wrote, "The Father is not the Son nor the Holy Spirit. The Son is not the Father nor the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not the Father nor the Son. But the Father is only Father, the Son is only Son, and the Holy Spirit is only Holy Spirit. To all three belong the same eternity, the same unchangeableness, the same majesty, the same power. In the Father is unity, in the Son equality, in the Holy Spirit the harmony of unity and equality." I'll remember that one. 14th century mystic and Dominican preacher Meister Eckhart wrote, "Do you want to know what goes on in the heart of the Trinity? I will tell you. In the heart of the Trinity, the Father laughs and gives birth to the Son. The Son laughs back at the Father and gives birth to the Spirit. The whole Trinity laughs and gives birth to us. When God laughs at the soul and the soul laughs back at God, the persons of the Trinity are begotten. When the Father laughs at the Son and the Son laughs back at the Father, that laughter gives pleasure. That pleasure gives joy. That joy gives love. And that is the Holy Spirit." If you want more information on the Holy Trinity, simply search the internet. If you do that, it will keep you busy for hours, days, weeks, months, and years. Or just do as I've kind of done. You can simply embrace this reflection or something close to it. God is one, unity. Our God is three, diversity. Our God is three in one, mystery. Our God is one, unity. Our God is three, diversity. Our God is three in one. It's a mystery. The Holy Trinity is a mystery we accept by faith. And should we spend too much time trying to figure it out, well, we might just lose our mind, or even worse, lose our sense of humor and our ability to laugh. And as we see the events of the world unfold before us, many people have told me, and I've even said, no one seems to have a sense of humor anymore. Once we lose our sense of humor and the ability to laugh, then we have forgotten that God saw his creation was good and God blessed everything he created. Now, I bet someone picked up on me saying "was good" instead of "is good" and thought, there's not much good left in God's world. But there is a lot of good in the world when we realize that we don't have to have all the answers. That we may actually be wrong sometimes. And that we can benefit from listening without prejudice to someone with an opposing view. Which means the story of creation by Snoopy may actually have some credibility. On the first day of creation, God created the dog. On the second day, God created man to serve the dog. On the third day, God created all the animals of the earth to serve as potential food for the dog. On the fourth day, God created honest toil so that man could labor for the good of the dog. On the fifth day, God created the tennis ball so that the dog might or might not retrieve it. On the sixth day, God created veterinary science to keep the dog healthy and the man broke. And on the seventh day, God tried to rest, but he had to walk the dog. Laughter is good for the soul, therefore it's helpful to remember Meister Eckhart said, "In the heart of the Trinity, the Father laughs and gives birth to the Son. When the Father laughs at the Son and the Son laughs back at the Father, that laughter gives pleasure. That pleasure gives joy. That joy gives love, and that is the Holy Spirit." Genesis tells us God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. It was very good. And in the gospel, according to John, John declares, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it." When God the Father created this very good world, the Holy Spirit moved across the world with the Son, who is the Word of God. So that when God said, "Let there be light," that light would not only separate the night from the day, but would also illumine the darkness in our souls. So we would be able to know God's love for us and would no longer be children who live in darkness. God loves humanity. God loves each and every one of us. God loves you, even in the darkest of times. And during those times, Jesus Christ remains with us as the light of the world so that we can still see his light as the Holy Spirit fills us with love, so that we can bear the burdens we have to bear, and so we can laugh, love, and have joy in our lives and in our souls. How God created the world, how the Holy Spirit functions, are both insignificant when we realize that God loves this world. God heals this world. God gives wisdom to his children and even laughs with us, because what God created has been blessed and declared very good. And always remember, you were created in the image of God, filled with the love of Christ, and given wisdom from the Holy Spirit to be able to think, to create, to make good and bad choices, to laugh, and to love God and others as our triune God, in full unity, loves and takes pleasure in you. Because God blessed you when you were created and declared you very good. Let us pray to our God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God, we praise you, Father all-powerful, Christ Lord and Savior, Spirit of love. You reveal yourself in the depths of our being, drawing us to share in your life and your love. One God in three persons, be near to the people formed in your image, being close to the world that your love brings to life. All this we ask you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, true and living, forever and ever. Amen.